This is an interview with Governor Victor Atiyah at his office, Atiyah International, in downtown Portland, Oregon. The interviewer is Clark Hansen for the Oregon Historical Society. The date is September 3rd, 1993, and this is tape 59, side two.
Well, the recap part of it, I mentioned to you, I don't know if we do have it on the tape, but as a member of the House or the Senate, I served with 290 different legislators. Mm-hmm. And then during my term as governor, I say served with another 58. So altogether, during my 28 years, I served with 348 different legislators. I am proud of the fact that I counted the vetoes by Governors Holmes, Hatfield, Call and Straub, that would be from 1957 through 1978. All of them vetoed 112 bills. I vetoed 108 by myself. And a lot more didn't pass because I threatened to veto. The media asked me about should I insert my own opinions, and I said the Constitution doesn't say it. Under what circumstances you can do, so you can veto. And the legislature can override. I think they overrode maybe two or three out of the 108. The total of my legislative session days, not when I was working as a legislator, was 1,548 days. I figured that out to be 4 1/4 years of my life. And then if I toss in the legislative days while I was governor, that's another 793, which is almost 6 1/2 years of my life. That's just legislative days. During my 28 years, I dealt with 11,217 bills. 3,642 of which were as governor. I got this all out of Cecil Edwards' book. I went through it, kind of looked at it.
Right.
So, you know, I don't remember any of this. I just told you. I went through it just out of curiosity. That's a lot of years of a person's life dedicated to public service, and I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. I think to myself so many times, it's really happened to me. And you wonder how come it happened to me. Small businessman, no real ambition to, someday I'm going to be a senator, or someday I want to be governor, and someday I want to be president like Clinton. It wasn't that. He was just a keen concern, and he just kind of kept going. Keen interest in trying to do what I thought was good for the state. I really had hoped that, my father-in-law said to me many years ago, he said, I don't know, I said, why you want to get involved in politics? They're all crooks. And that's a general accepted theory. And I thought, gee whiz, it's in such disrepute. Maybe if a guy gets in, performs honestly, others will say, hey, Vic did it, maybe I can do that too. I have to tell you that I'm disappointed that it hasn't. I wasn't trying to be instructional to people, maybe by way of example, but I have to tell you I didn't achieve the kind of degree of success that I hoped would come out of all of it. But that wasn't, it wasn't a goal. I'm just going to do my thing, and people can do their thing, and whatever they want to do. But I'm really proud of the fact that I was governor. I know my children are. I certainly my grandchildren. Well, the oldest is 19. She would have a greater flavor. She was born just before the primary in 1974. She's got a better feel for it than my younger grandchildren. But still, when they grow up and they have children, they would say their grandpa was a governor of Oregon. I have a sense of that. I never did have a good sense of, what do I want to say? The aura of being the governor. Mm-hmm. I really did. When I was elected, you know, it was very hard for me to refer to myself as a governor. So who's this? Well, this? I'm Governor Attia, you know, I'm Vic Attia. You know, I had trouble dealing with that. I had trouble dealing with, you know, this sort of, I am the governor, you know, you gotta, there's some kind of mystery surrounding this big shot kind of thing. And that was, that incidentally is a bit of a giving up some things. You know, if you act big, you know, big noise, that you intimidate people. I guess I could have had I been, you know, properly oriented to the fact that I was a governor. Oh, I must tell you though, as I moved along and I realized that you know, I'd call the phone, either somebody in government or somebody, and leave a message, call Governor Attia. Man, I get real great response. But once I left office, I'm not anybody else. Anyway, I leave a message, it may be a day or two before they call me back. But I must, you know, again, I start off by saying, look, this is my view of what it is. To whoever listens to this tape, I'm pointing them in a direction. We'll take a look at that. Believe it or not, take a look at it. If you boil it all down, I said, I hope that history says that Vic Attia really cared. He really cared. I hope that's what comes out of it all. Because I really did care, very much. I care about democracy. I really care about people, really care about people. Anyway, that's my story.
Well, in a few minutes, you're going to be meeting in your office with Greg Walden, who's a member of the legislature and has announced yesterday that he's forming a committee for running for governor as a Republican. And I'm wondering what you're going to tell him. What advice are you going to give him?
Well, it depends if he asks for it.
Right.
I will tell him, sure, I'll be glad to give him advice if I can. I will tell him what I told Craig Kirkland and Danny Smith, that I won't choose them sides in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Although I talked to Bob Smith, Congressman Smith, yesterday. He was chatting a little bit about whether or not he's going to run for office, and I told him, I told all the rest that I was going to tell Greg today that I wasn't going to get involved in the primary, but if you jump in, I may become a liar. I think Bob Smith made a great governor. I don't know if I can do that or not, but anyway, that's just what I told Bob. But that's about him. I don't mind advising anyone, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you know, after all I've been through, I think I've got something to say. Incidentally, I don't know if that lady that went in, she was my campaign manager of my 1978 campaign.
She looked familiar. What is her name?
Carol Whitney.
Uh-huh.
She had never done that before, so we called her a campaign coordinator. Then when I won the primary, I said, now, Carol, you can call yourself a campaign manager. But she was on the 1978 campaign.
Huh? Uh-huh.
So you want to cover the rest of that? You really want to? Yeah, well, I guess we should wrap up.
Well, yes, we do have some other things to talk to. We can do that later?
Yeah, do it whenever you want.
Okay.